Do you believe in ghosts?
Sometimes friends come and go, and you can fall out of touch, especially with those from your youth. But have you ever had a childhood friend that for some reason no one else could really remember? Tonight's story is from a caller who experienced this unusual situation. As always, visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think tonight's story was adapted from fact or a pure work of fiction. You're listening to Ghost Stories, and this is Gone Missing. And we apologize for the quality of the audio towards the end of the call. The user was experiencing some technical difficulties.
So it's crazy when you're a kid. Your imagination goes mental. I remember I used to play soldiers, I used to be dogs, I used to be tigers, I used to be planes. Weird thing about kids is as I've grown up, I can sort of look back and see how they see the world completely different. And it's sort of weird. It sort of links into when I was younger. I was thinking about this the other day. I had a friend, James, and my two best friends, Cordell and Jared. And James, he wasn't in much. He was only in like 2 or 3 days. This was back in junior school, so I was about 9. So I can't really remember a lot of it. But yeah, I generally hung out with Jared and Cordell. They were like my best friends. And then, yeah, every now and then James would come in. And not many of the kids seemed to hang out with him. He didn't speak to them very much. And the teachers were sort of ignorant in a way. I don't know. He never used to be in lessons a lot either. But James, he was a good lad. He got involved. You know, he knew what we were. We were like, it's right and laugh. So it was kind of sad because I mean, one day he just stopped really turning up to school, and yeah, I just sort of wondered about it from there. So I was cleaning out the loft the other day, and I found some pictures from back in school. And that's really what made me think about James. So one of the pictures, I could have swore he was in it, but he weren't. I remember him standing next to me when we took it as well. It was one of those class photos, which was weird. I looked into it, I was asking a few people, because I found a few different pictures. You know, some of them I swore he should have been in, and some of them, you know, he was sort of in the background, and it was weird. So, yeah, I mean, we had a school reunion. So it was a good chance to catch up with all the people from back then. Because we live in quite a small town, you know, junior school, primary school, we all went to school together. So I asked him, there was one of the girls, Lisa. I remember chilling with her sometimes. I asked her if she remembered James as well, because I could have swore that James was with us once, at least when she was there. And she's just, no, what are you on about? I said, do you not remember dark hair? You had dark curly hair, you know, just a little kid, a little bit skinny, rough clothes. I said, no. So I thought that was a bit weird. I mean, I asked Jared Cordell, because they came with me as well. They definitely remembered him. They remember James, yeah. They described him perfectly, so... So for her not to remember, I thought, whatever, she's been ignorant. So I asked some of the teachers as well. They get a lot of students through, but as I said, it's a small town. None of them remembered, even Mr. Jarvis, he was my maths teacher. And I could have swore him, I remember him speaking to him once, but no one seemed to remember. And it was weird, even my mum. I mean, I found this tape of my 9th birthday party. It was a laser maze, but... They had like quite a nice garden area that we had all the food and stuff in. And I said, Mum, do you remember James? He used to come around every now and then with Cadell and Jared. And she was like, no. So, you know, the curly hair, little kid, curly hair. And she, even she didn't remember, so I was giving up. I was like, what's going on? So I wondered what happened to him, because obviously the school reunion, everyone's there. So I thought he must be around somewhere. So I had a little look into it. The video that I found upstairs on the VHS, I've got a VHS tape player, and I've got a little office set up in my house. So I popped the VHS tape in. I thought, I'm going to have a look into this, because it just doesn't feel right, you know. Knowing something doesn't feel right. So I popped on the Google, of course. His name is James. So I popped his name in on Google. Not much came up, but there was a few newspaper clippings from 15 years ago. And so I was looking into it. I watched the video and I thought, this is definitely him. It's definitely him. He's there. I can see him. So going through the newspaper, this was really old, like before I even met him. And it said, it's a picture of him. And it said he went missing. And that's not right. It was quite a good few years before I met him. And the picture of him was exactly the same, almost like he just didn't age a day. And I just thought, that can't be him. And so I'm watching the tape, and I'm looking at it, and something weird happens. It's like everything went a little bit black in the room. Maybe it was me being tired, but watching the video, I saw something in the back. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like, he was 7 foot tall, looked like a man, a figure, a thing. And for only 1 second, I saw it, and the tape just cut out. And that was it. Just white noise. From there, the tape didn't work, so I threw it away. I couldn't find anything else. But why did it stop working now? You know, I had no problems before. And what was he missing? I could have remembered him there. So it bugged me a little bit, but I couldn't find anything else. So obviously it was on my mind for quite a while after that, for the next few days. And I work late, so I find myself driving home a lot in the dark, and especially in the winter time. So I remember driving home one day, I was thinking, what is going on? I just popped the radio on just to have a distraction, and the radio just wouldn't work for about 5 minutes, and then it just bang, clear as anything. So I got home, got out of my car. I was just getting a bit creeped out, and I could have swore in the corner of my eye I saw that figure again, right next to my neighbour's tree, and he was just as tall as it. I could have swore I saw something. I mean, I looked and that was it, but I was getting a bit scared, so I had a little run to the door and just put the key in, didn't even look back. It was all okay. The next day, after work, I came home, and I was lying in bed. And Mum was moaning at me because we've got a dog, German Shepherd, crazy as anything, got more energy than you'd think, fearless as well, stopped a few robbers sometimes. So she was moaning, taking for a walk, and it was, 10 o'clock at night. So I was laying in bed, thought, right, got ready and left to the park nearby. So I'm walking the dog. Now, the park near mine is as I said before a few times, it's a small place we live in, so we haven't got many lights about, so it's quite dark, but I just take a flashlight, and dog's there anyway, and go at anything that tries to come at me. So we were walking, lobbing a ball about, you know how it is with dogs like that, sprinting around through the bushes, stuff, getting himself muddy. So we're walking, and I was just thinking about how weird it is that no one else remembered him. I mean, he was there, and it was weird. Just as I started thinking about it again, I heard some rustling in the trees, and I thought it was the dog, but the dog came up behind me. Dog's fearless. I mean, he won't run away from anything. He'll go. And his tail was between his legs. And this is where I got a little bit creeped out. I think looking into the pitch black, I could just feel it. I could feel it there, something looking at me. So I got out of there, ran as fast as I could. And gladly the dog kept up with me. But I think that was the last time we're going to take the dog for a walk in that park again. Walking up to the house as well. Dog's fine now. It looked a bit shaken up. But we're walking up. And all I could hear is like a drum. Like cavemen drums. Just boom, boom, boom. And it was getting louder. Louder and louder. And I thought, what is that coming from? It's late. So I got inside. I wasn't having it anymore. I wasn't liking it. And the drum just kept getting louder. Even when I got inside, I could still hear it as clear as day. It's almost like it was coming from my own head. And I just thought back to that tape. And that white noise. Like something was watching. So it's getting late anyway. I go to bed. The drum noise stopped. I just popped on the TV. Thought about something else. So I'm laying there. And it just comes back. I keep thinking about it again and again. It's like it can't leave me. And I have a bed. It's right next to my window. And I think it's just a paranoia or maybe the scary film I watched earlier. But when I woke up in the middle of the night, I was looking at my window and I could swear there was a face. And I swear I could hear his voice. Maybe he was my little brother, but I don't know. I got up. I went downstairs. Grabbed a drink, a water. My house is kind of scary at night. Dark time. It's an old Victorian house. So it's sort of scary enough as it is anyway. But it was weird. Because in the doorway of the laundry room, we've got, walk into my kitchen, it was black, and the light, I turned the lights on, and I woke up. It was a dream. It was a scary one. I just can't get out of my head, that black figure, and how it went over me. Anyway, since then I stopped thinking about it. It's the first time I spoke about it since, really. There was nothing more to it. No one could remember. I couldn't find any more. But it felt like I stumbled onto something I shouldn't have. It's all done now. It's weird to talk about it again, but yeah, sometimes maybe you're just not meant to.
Well, unfortunately, we were unable to get a hold of the caller again to find out the rest of what he was going to say. But we're pretty positive he's all right. And if you're listening, thank you for your chilling tale. That's all for this week. But for show credits, be sure to visit ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think Gone Missing was based on fact or a pure work of fiction. And be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast. Also, if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on iTunes and don't forget to click subscribe. And if you have a story you wish to see included in the podcast, be sure to get in touch with the website. And don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?